Gus Fauché is with PNC Financial Services.
We seem to be in a situation where the U.S. is imposing tariffs on our trading partners. They're responding, and that's bad news for U.S. economic growth and bad news for global economic growth.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says all the back and forth is making people and businesses worried.
This is causing consumers to feel very uncertain about where prices will be in the future and on whether they can spend as freely as they were just 6 months ago.
And the trade war and recession fears are driving another rough day on Wall Street today. Right now, the Dow's down over 600 points. The clock is ticking for lawmakers to agree on a spending bill to keep the government open. House Republicans may vote later today. Correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks he'll have the votes to pass a short-term plan to fund the government through the year. President Trump has backed the bill and reached out to some GOP lawmakers urging their support.
Now to a high-stakes meeting just wrapping up in Saudi Arabia, where U.S. officials and Ukrainian representatives are discussing how to end the war with Russia. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs is there.
My sources are telling me they are making progress. I'm hearing a lot of positive signs. They have a long list of items that they're hashing through, everything from intelligence sharing to details of a partial ceasefire. All of that is being discussed.
A court hearing is set for tomorrow for pro-Palestinian activist Khalil Mahmoud, who was arrested by ICE over the weekend. A judge has blocked his deportation, and CBS's Michael George tells us his legal team has released a statement.
Writing, quote, "He was chosen as an example to stifle entirely lawful dissent in violation of the First Amendment."
Well, you'll have to pack light for your upcoming trips, because starting in late May, Southwest Airlines is now going to make you pay to check your bags. Passengers aren't happy about the change, but get it.
They have to do what they have to do. The economy is bad, so I'm sure that's why they're doing it.
Airline industry analyst Henry Hartvelt.
This is how you destroy a brand. This is how you destroy customer preference. This is how you destroy loyalty. And this, I think, is going to send Southwest into a financial tailspin.
Southwest is also ending its open seat policy by next year. Markets continue to tank. The Dow now down 505 points. NASDAQ down 54. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue. Then again, March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour. And of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Packers active in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers will have a new look to their offensive line. They signed 49ers left guard Aaron Banks to a four-year deal worth $77 million. Elgton Jenkins will move over to center. On defense, the Packers adding another former Raider, cornerback Nate Hobbs, who receives a four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Indianapolis. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich with a home run says besides William Contreras, the crew still has a solid lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we have some talented players for sure. I think Mitchell has a shot to be a really good player. Terang, Sneaky, Sal, you know, Joey Ortiz. We got some athletic guys that can do a lot of different things on the baseball field. Underrated, overrated. We've had a lot of guys step up and young players come into their own and just find a way. So see if we can do it again this year.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN. cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine, and that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlell. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. To make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
At number five, it was Paddington in Peru with just under $3.9 million. And that's because at number four was the horror movie from Neon Pictures, The Monkey, bringing in $3.9 million. At number three was the Focus Features release, Last Breath. In its second week, it took in $4.2 million. And falling to number two after being in number one position for three straight weeks was Captain America Brave New World. It took an $8.5 million. At number one was the new release from WB, Mickey 17, starring Robert Pattinson. The movie took in $19.1 million. Now, going into this next weekend, the box office will be a close race between several new releases, including Novocaine, an R-rated action movie starring Jack Quaid as a man who can't feel pain, Black Bag, a spy thriller directed by Steven Soderbergh, starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. That's getting great reviews. Opus, starring John Malkovich, is a pop star that's been gone for decades and now returns in a mysterious fashion. And The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie featuring Daffy Duck and Porky Pig as the only hope to save the world from alien invasion. As you can see, there's something for everyone. Make your plans now to go to the movies.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Should be so easy to do. Just get yourself.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also the place where you can save some money. Yeah, just go to our website, WRJN.com, and click on the Big Deals logo. There, you can save up to 50% or more in some cases on local food service and merchandise, and you can shop from home in your underwear. Up to 50% savings. Check that site often. We've got new deals every week.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear. Chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Lovely WRJN with Teddy Bear from 1957. Now, that song showed a side of the king that was more sweet than sexy, perhaps to, you know, perhaps a bid to tone down his swivel-hipped invitation to sin that scandalized the censors at the time.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the three-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Federal Program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song that was inspired by a pair of sisters that John Sebastian met at a summer camp where he was a counselor. He had to decide between two beautiful girls from 1965. It's The Lovin' Spoonful, and Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind on WRJN?
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Yeah.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know, the Happy Together Tour is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair this August. What a lineup, too. Little Anthony, the Vogues, Jay and the Americans, Gary Puckett and Union Gap, the Cowsills, and, of course, the Turtles. And Happy Together on WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Wheeler's Wheels stuck in the middle with you on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You know, we have four high school basketball teams in the area still in play in the tournament. Lutheran, Park Prairie, and Waterford all still in it. And our next game here on the radio is going to be this Thursday night. It's Waterford versus Whitnall, and that's going to take place at Wilmot Union High School. 7 p.m. tip-off, 6:30 pregame with Dick Graceffa. Hear it all here on WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Celebrating all things green beans, enjoying O&H Danish Bakery's famous St. Patty's Kringle. It's a delicious delight with a dark chocolate cake filling, layered with mint custard, and topped with Irish green icing. It's sensational. While there, pick up their O&H's apple and cherry galette hand pies. Delicious single-serving treats to celebrate National Pie Day, March 14th. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We'll be right back.
Northeast, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 43. Thursday, sunny and 49. Looks good. There's a place up ahead, and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
WRJN.
near. Just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah. Crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Demon, don't want to go by Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A potential truce deal in Ukraine. After a very long meeting in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine says it is open to a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in its war with Russia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says while President Trump was not at the discussions, he was briefed.
The president's objective here is number one, above everything else. He wants the war to end. And I think today Ukraine has taken a concrete step in that regard.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says the U.S. must now convince Russia to accept it. Rubio says that is the next step.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball is now in their court.
The United States, in turn, has agreed to lift restrictions on military aid and intelligence sharing. A big change for a very popular airline. Southwest has announced you will soon have to pay to check your bags. Bags have flown free throughout the company's 54-year history.
That adds to your ticket. It's already enough that our